We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Birthday. Somebody out there, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm here. Hello.
Hello. Happy Tuesday, Coco. We were not here on Monday.
It is juicy.
Listen, I had a busy weekend and we took a Monday off. What are you going to do about it, you know?
Hell yeah.
And you know me, first day of Pride, I go crazy. You know
that's
me.
Honestly, that's...
You know me, at midnight, June 1st, yep. First day of Pride.
Yep.
My shirt's off, I'm at a club somewhere, go hard.
He's got the nipple tassels aplenty.
I got those going for me. You know how I get with Pride, so,
it's,
you know.
You know, I mean, he's basically the...
I get crazy.
The spokesman for many of the places around here.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And it was... You're probably celebrating Pimpinella's... return to AAA, smashing original El Grande over the head with a guitar.
Oh! What did I see?
That's real big down there, those type characters.
The joke I saw was they haven't been able to replace Rey Mysterio, so they found a German to play an American to play a Mexican.
Yep.
To go be the biggest lucha in the company right now.
Yep. It's the most over guy down there. It's
the most over guy down there. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. I was at, and not to ruin Raw, because I was talking to Cody about it, because Oba was back, and I didn't like how Brock just, like, came back and beat him, but then you kind of explained what's going to happen here. It's leading up to SummerSlam.
They were like, this is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go and do a whole thing at, you know, they have a whole program to go through instead of just, you know.
And how does the King of the Ring tournament work now? So, like, is every Raw going to have a King of the Ring? Because I saw the bracket.
Yeah, I misunderstood the brackets when they came out.
Yeah.
I read it as it was going to be Oba versus Penta, and then, you know, not Fatal 4-Ways all aplenty. But, yeah, now they're going to go until, there's something coming up in June. And I already forget the name of it.
All right.
The next Premium Live Event,
sure.
And then the winners get... title matches at SummerSlam.
Okay. All right. And so, that's in Minneapolis this year?
Yeah. That's why it's a little confusing, the whole Oba Brock thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if, you know, he wins.
Then does he retire?
I don't know. Or does Brock come back and that's how they set up the third? He costs him the King of the Ring.
I don't know. There's probably a lot of behind the scenes stuff. We don't know what's going on. So
it's just two big meaty men slapping meats.
Are they done with Italy now? Are they coming back to the States?
I don't know if they do... I think NXT is here.
Sure.
But I don't know. I don't think SmackDown is over there.
SmackDown.
They might go somewhere else since they're over there. Might as well hit up a couple like they did before, like they were doing the England stops
and such.
They might pop around a little bit.
Oh, my times are all screwed up. Cody texted me yesterday saying, hey, Raw is on at 2 today.
Yeah.
I go, oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense because they're still over there. Anyways, everybody, it's Taste of Syracuse week. We've got a busy week ahead of us. Got a busy week ahead of us. Your old pickle pouch over here. Your old pickle bitch.
Pickle slapper.
Right here. There's a little cool pickle bitch right here, Coco.
It's
got a busy weekend tickling pickles out there at Taste of Syracuse. We'll talk to Carrie this morning about that. Lots of stuff going on as we get settled in to a June bug.
Yeah. Wow.
June 2nd.
Well, the June bugs are out.
June bugs are out, baby. Let's get going. Scooby-doo. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Yes, we are back. Hello. Hi. How do Sure you do.
I was almost so excited, but I ate it.
What?
And you said yesterday, you just said, oh, I wish I had an apple right now. Mm-hmm. And I had an apple with me yesterday when I was in here filming the punch thing.
Yeah.
And I thought that I just stuck it in the fridge. And I was like, oh my God, yes, yes, yes. I ate it. I'm sorry.
You were going to present me with an apple. That would have been pretty baller.
Yeah.
That would have been pretty baller.
Like, oh, you mean like this apple?
I'm afraid to eat an apple right now. My teeth are so weak. I don't
know. No, that's good for them.
You have no idea.
Apples are good for them.
How conscious I am of chewing lately, dude.
Oh, I get it. I absolutely would be.
Oh, I'm like an old man. I'm mushing up my food.
But you're healthy. It's not like you're an unhealthy. No, it's not like you're an unhealthy person. You take care of yourself. But
for those of you not following my life, I've cracked two teeth in the course of maybe
just because
a month and a half.
We're old. That's all.
I'm old. I'm falling apart. I'm grinding my mouth and I'm stressed. Yeah.
A baked apple.
Ooh. Go on. Like without a pie, just baking an apple?
Yeah, you ever had a baked apple?
No.
It's all a very old person thing.
I might need it with my weak teeth.
It's good though. You could
weak
eat
lungs, weak ankles, weak teeth.
And then you have a little ice cream with it.
Oh, you know what?
It's like a quick. It's not as delicious. But
how do you just bake an apple, though?
Exactly.
On a tray?
Yeah. A couple times I've done it, I just had a pie dish.
And they're just little floppy, cinnamony kind of apples?
Yeah, you can just
and you put them on your ice cream? All right,
that's what I did with it.
Very nice. Well, it is a Tuesday. I had a very busy weekend. What were you up to this weekend? Getting ready for Taste? Anything going on?
Plant swap and then...
Oh, yeah.
Then bunch of getting ready for Taste stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As, now it's the crunch time, if you will, so...
Big week for our Coco.
Yep. Lots going
Let's
on.
Let's talk about the plant swap. Guys,
I can talk about it all day.
What a fun event that was on Saturday.
Yep. I forgot the one plant from here I was going to bring.
That's all right. That's all right.
But I got plenty in return.
First of all... I'm always pleased and pleasantly surprised at how many people support our stupid ideas. I'm not even taking credit for this idea. This was more of a you guys idea.
Yep.
I know that you liked plant swaps. It was a thing that was happening.
Dunes is big into them, so she's talked about it a few times, and it kind of just spiraled.
Friends at Crazy Daisies were like, sure, we've never done one. Come do it here.
Yep.
And so many people showed up. And it was just a fun, like... I posted on my social media that, like, this weekend was just, like, good for my soul.
Yes.
People coming together.
It was busy in itself, the place.
Yeah.
But when I pulled into that parking lot and saw that the parking lot was full, it made me so happy.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, yes, like, this was from everybody else, but this was an us event. Like, we did this.
Yeah.
Like, yes, Kim up there helped and, you know, found us Crazy Daisies and stuff like that, but, like... We did that.
Yeah, this was all promoted to the show fam and everybody who was listening. And
so that's awesome and gives hope for something else.
We all came together. Yeah, Ken says, can confirm the wife enjoyed herself, brought home a couple cool petunias. I know that Fuzz loved it, Dunes loved it, everybody who came out. I didn't know what to expect, but it turned out being exactly what I wanted it to be.
It was better than I thought.
Yeah.
The amount of people that brought... The coolest. I felt like a loser. I brought just like someone's like, all right, let's see, I'll give this away. All my propagating plants.
Giving
these. People brought like their legit plants.
Legit plants. There was a show bro there, and I don't know anything about it, but like pond stuff. He had like stuff you could put in your pond.
He had wicked cool. And I just remembered. I thought I had it and forgot the name. Rabbit something.
Something. He had a bunch of. Pond stuff, if you were doing pond stuff at home, we maybe had some extracurricular plants show up to be swapped.
I got one.
Which I was like, oh, are plant people going to be upset about that? No, they were way into it.
It was awesome. Because you learn about it.
You learn about it, yeah. Sarah gave me a snake plant. Showgirl Kelly gave me a snake plant and a painting.
He started getting snake plants aplenty.
I love it, because now they're in my office and I got plants I'm growing.
Yeah.
What a just fun, silly event, man.
There was that one mini show girl with her family.
The kid that came out with wagons full of plants?
She's got so many, and then she gave me a ton. I've got so many. Yep, that was crazy.
There were a bunch of people that just showed up because they didn't know who we are, and that's fine.
That was great.
We were on some, I guess, like local plant swap page.
And that was awesome.
People were showing up, and everyone would show up, but they'd have their plants, and they'd go...
What do we do?
And I go, I don't know. I think you just kind of hang out and we talk to each other. Yeah. And that's what we needed. That's what we did. Well, we all just talked as a community.
Drank those delicious mimosas. I got myself a little mimosa fly. Ate a... I got that pizza.
You got a veggie pizza?
I got that
and
pizza.
And ate it?
Yeah. It had vegetables all over it. And it was delicious.
Look at all the non-baby mouth activities Cody did. Friday, he ate all that amazing Colombian food that had vegetables in it.
Yep.
Saturday, he's getting a vegetable pizza.
It's because it's more, not so much the baby mouth thing isn't, you know, flavors.
Mm-hmm.
It's the touching of a lot of things is what gets me.
Yeah. For me, it's the flavors. Tomatoes are disgusting to me. Tomatoes and onions are gross.
But this, I could have done without the red onions on it.
Sure, sure.
But other than that, everything else was phenomenal.
Yeah.
That was so good.
And let's not forget that you picked up a freaking tortoise.
Yo, big old fat turtle.
Look at Daisy in YouTube. Daisy says, worth the drive from A-Bay.
Yeah.
Daisy came down from A-Bay to meet us.
Yeah. How awesome.
How sweet was that? Thank you for coming, Daisy. I don't know, man. It was just a beautiful soul-healing experience. You know, you watch the news and you get online. Everybody's arguing and mad. The people that are mad online all day, they don't go out and interact.
No, because
so,
that was way more fun, picking up a big fat turtle than arguing with people on the internet.
This tortoise was 14 years old.
Still
going to live into the hundreds. Which I was thinking, that's a, you have to will that to somebody.
Yeah,
it's going to outlive you.
You're like, when I die, you're going to take this
Kids,
big fat turtle.
When I die, the tortoise is yours now.
Well,
this tortoise was adorable, way faster. I guess I don't know anything about tortoises.
I guess,
this thing was cooking.
They can move quick real for like short little bursts. And when she was like, well, careful, pick him up. He's about 50 pounds. I was like, yeah, sure. And I went and I was like, oh my God, yeah, he's about 50 pounds.
The photo is on the K-Rock CNY Facebook page underneath all the plant swap stuff. I took a picture of Cody holding the tortoise, but at one point, it saw a ball and went to go play with a ball.
Yeah.
I'm like, tortoises play with balls? I don't know anything about tortoises.
Yeah, very funny.
It was adorable.
Was
everybody showed up. We had a great time. A
couple people brought dogs. That was good.
Then I go see Cake. I went to Cake that night.
Where'd you get a shirt?
I got a shirt right there.
Oh, I like that.
I got a Cake shirt over at Beacon Skiff. And I'll give the flowers to Beacon Skiff. Flowers. They have not given into the concert greed yet.
No, it still is.
It is such a great venue. My first time going over there.
Yeah, I just saw the pictures, so it was back. It's like back kind of when you...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, you know when you're on like the Apple campus like all the buildings are in a circle and there's the building with the tall spire thing?
Yep.
Right behind that is like, it's like a field you would never go to for any other reason.
Well, it's like when it gets real busy sometimes back in the day, they would make you park over there.
So that was awesome. And I will tell you this. It is shocking to pull into a concert and they're like, yeah, parking's free.
Right.
We're not going to charge you for parking.
Yeah, Beacon Skiff is chill about that.
Like,
they're very cool.
They haven't fallen into the concert greed yet, where it was like, everything is $1,000, parking $20. Oh, that water, $10. No.
They're like,
we
made our money.
I was shocked by everything.
Yeah, they're like, we'll make our money. We don't need to kill everybody.
Parking was free, super easy. We walk over to, like, the most perfect venue because it's like, on a hill, so it's like naturally a venue.
Yep.
Wife and I post up with Rob and JoJo at a picnic table.
Right.
Marissa showed up
at
some point. My only complaint is that I wish it was a little louder. If you were way in the back, it was fine. You heard the show and it was fine. I just like maybe my ears are a little busted, but it's a little louder.
And it probably just disappears.
Yeah,
you're up on a hill and it just goes out. And it's got nothing to bounce off of or anything.
What a freaking venue that place is, man.
If
you get a chance to get out there, shout out Beacon Skiff.
Yeah, if you haven't been there in like 10 years, you're missing out.
You're missing out, yeah.
It's a cool
Katie
place.
Yeah, Katie was right up front and center in the state. I saw her.
Awesome.
She was with the youth. Although, there were so many people that didn't go up to the front because there's like the barrier of here's where the seats can start. And then... It was more of us olds wanting to sit in our seats than go up and stand.
Yeah, that's awesome, though.
There were
good people
standing by me, and I wanted to be like, guys, like,
look at
you could be up by the stage right now.
Yeah.
All of us are sitting back here.
Everybody was too nice. They were all like, nah, somebody else can have that.
You go stand.
I don't want to take that.
Yeah, man. It was so dope. Great event. And then two nights ago, Sunday night, the reason that we took Monday off... It's because Sunday night was my wife's birthday present. We went and saw Jason Mraz.
Yeah,
we went and saw John Mayer. No, we went and saw Jason Mraz at the Landmark. And I'm honest with you guys. I can't enjoy concerts on school nights because I start to get stressed.
No, it's annoying.
About how late it is and it's how I've got to get up at 4 a.m.
Yep.
And I'm like, this is my wife's birthday present. I don't want to ruin it. I can contain it a little bit, but she'll be able to tell I'm stressed or I'll do something that's stressed.
Right.
Because I'm like looking at the clock and I'm like, oh my God, I need to be up in 5 hours. Oh my God. It just stresses me out.
No, it's annoying.
So I was like, you know what? It's lawless here right now. I'm taking a Monday off. So I did. And I enjoyed it 3,000 times more.
We're taking tomorrow off too. Just cause.
Oh, every other day we're taking off.
No,
just... Penny says, I was also at Jason Mraz, and I was getting anxious about bedtime. He played late, so I'm glad I did take Monday off.
Well, that's how it was at Lorna Shore, too. It got to be like 9-something, and I'm like...
Right? That voice starts happening in your brain, where you're like, I don't...
Okay, if you get home now, we get home by 10, you know, then you fall asleep.
Yeah,
you,
right?
You know,
I hate that.
6 hours.
I hate that voice. I hate that. I've had that voice my entire life, and I was not going to ruin my wife's birthday concert by being that guy, so I was so chill.
No, good.
I was so chill that night. It was just a good weekend for the soul, man. It recharged it. It's been a stressful several months. Still is stressful, but it was nice to see everybody. It was nice to see our community come together.
It's a good start to the summertime.
Good start to the summertime. I hope you all got some cool plants. Got to enjoy yourself.
I got some really cool plants.
Yeah, you went home with some good ones, right?
Some wicked cool plants, man. And I felt bad again because I didn't bring, I guess.
It was for everybody.
Next time, I'll bring better plants.
Because plant people also just want to give you plants, I've noticed.
Yes, yes. And that was awesome.
The swap is like secondary. They're like, here, take these plants.
Yep.
Take these plants. Yep. There's Kelly in chat. She gave me an amazing painting of Freddy.
Oh, yeah, I got the one of Elsa.
You got one of Elsa.
Yep.
She gave me a beautiful snake plant. Just a great day for the soul.
It's good. I love some
great
plants.
Day for the soul. The Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse. Presented by Topps Friendly Markets is just 4 days away this Friday, kicking off at 11 a.m., bud.
One of those places is doing what we're going to be talking about next.
What?
They're doing dirty sodas?
Yeah, that's the trend right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot where Izzy reviewed one, but they're huge now. I get it.
And it's just what? Creamer or milk and soda? What is it?
It really can be, I guess, a couple things, whatever you want. But the one I had was like a creamer. In a Dr. Pepper and in an orange.
Dirty soda is...
Soda. And it was...
Customizable, but it's mixed by mixing standard soda with flavored syrups, fruit juices, and a creamy element like half and half sweet cream or coconut cream. All right.
My only thing, is not to be the old man, it's a lot of sugar.
Like it's a lot of sugar.
It's a lot.
I try to watch my sugar intake, and that's a lot of sugar.
But I understood the trend when I had them for the first time at that Taylor Swift... sleepover thing.
Yep.
They're delicious.
They're doing them over at McDonald's now, I guess. These are dirty sodas or versions of dirty sodas?
I guess a couple of them are. Like they've got like 6 new drinks, but a couple of them are dirty sodas.
They're up on your screen right now, Twitch and YouTube, twitch.tv/theshow is where you can find us. A lot of action happening there and continuing.
I want all of them.
Let's go from top to I don't know what is in these. Like obviously they're making a play with the graphics to show you that it's got a cream in it of some kind.
Yeah.
But is that Orange Dream literally high C orange with a little cream? Because if that's the case,
right,
I'm in.
If that's what it is,
I'm in.
Then I want it.
JoJo says the pineapple one is delicious. All right, let me run through these then. Mango pineapple refresher at McDonald's.
Okay. Yep.
Looks like it has those boba bubbles in it that you like.
I don't even know how many times I've tried that, but every time I have, they're delicious.
The Orange Dream at McDonald's looks like it's an orange drink with some cream in it.
Yeah.
The Strawberry Watermelon Refresher. Yep. I like that a lot,
I want to try that one so bad. I almost want to try that one more than I want to try the Orange Dream.
Dirty Dr. Pepper has kind of been around. I like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need to put cream in it, but that's what you guys like. You guys are all about that.
Yep.
The Blackberry Passion Fruit Refresher. I want that one, too. I like blackberry.
That does sound like a good one.
And then you're already all saying in chat, the Sprite Berry Blast is really good.
That sounds like, didn't they used to have a Sprite that was...
Sprite Berry Blast. It was like a Sprite similar. With a little berry blast.
A Sprite, but with berries in it.
Sprite was
the... tried it?
Mm-hmm.
You try it? You tried it?
You try it?
Sprite.
Sprite has got grape in it.
But with berries.
Did you try it?
You're all saying
it's so good. Text line says Dirty Mountain Dew is really good, too. Oh,
that was actually Josh's nickname in high school.
I Did you hear about this meteor that, like, flew through the sky over the weekend?
Oh, like here?
No, well... Oh.
To say that
we're kind of
the meteor from the alien one I showed you.
What was that?
Where a meteor hit behind the volcano because aliens were looking at the volcano too closely from space. Aliens were looking at a volcano from space and they got sucked into the gravity and crashed on accident. And they had to go, oh crap.
That video you showed me is actually better than today's high strangeness. Oh. I think that was a good video. Cody's explaining he was watching a video. And listen, it's Cody. Sometimes I can't tell if he was seeing something while he was high.
Me either.
And maybe envisioned it.
But he goes, I watched
a video of a volcano erupting and then a meteor hit it and the aliens flew away. And I go, all right, bud. And he's right.
And nobody, and there was no like any, I mean, there's probably something somewhere now, but nothing said anything in any article. It was just how cool it was that a meteor crashed behind an actively erupting volcano. But then a thing
flies away from where the thing happened.
Yeah, and it was so weird. But there was one here?
Well, it was in New England, but we got a little pop from it because a guy's dash cam in Rome, Dan Wilcox, he was on the thruway, I guess, or Erie Boulevard or something.
Erie Boulevard in Rome. Yeah.
Regardless, he caught it.
Oh, cool.
So people are using that footage a lot.
That's neat.
I guess... It was out in...
All the way in...
Boston.
In Boston, and he saw it from the sky here, though?
The sky is vast.
Yeah, but that's a bright-ass meteor. They're lucky. Vast. Did it do any damage?
He didn't realize at the moment until about 10 minutes later. He remembered the dash cam mounted to his windshield.
Whoa.
He looked at the SD card. There it was. Yeah, I guess it was out over New England. It burned up, right? Like, it didn't strike anything, or...
Is that over on the other Boston Road?
Is it Boston Road Road?
No, the other one.
Oh,
but wow, they got lucky then, because if you could see it from here.
Meteor above New England created a loud boom that rocked parts of the New England area, NASA says.
Sonic boom!
It did make a lot of cool videos.
Neat.
The meteor appears to have fragmented.
Whoa, careful.
At an altitude of 40 miles over northeastern Massachusetts and southeast New Hampshire.
Hampshire.
The energy released at the breakup. Oh, we've all had some energy released during breakups, have we not?
Oh, wow. Yeah, look at
that. Is estimated to be the equivalent of 300 tons of TNT. Just what? Blowing up? Yeah, blowing up in the atmosphere?
The dynamite.
Wow.
NASA said it was a daytime bolide that produced and fell in the middle of Cape Cod Bay. One of these is going to hit us. And really, we're due.
Can you imagine you're that fish?
That just saw a meteor blow up ahead of you?
And try to explain that to the other fish?
Guys, this thing just
flew.
Did you
guys see that?
It was crazy. No, I saw it.
A flaming rock came flying into the water and crashed into the bottom of the ocean.
We are getting numerous reports from residents of hearing a loud booming sound. It was heard over the eastern part of the state, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it looks like, unlike earthquakes, which occur at discrete locations in the east, sonic booms can occur all over in the atmosphere.
Wow.
That's going to get us one of these times.
Meteor was about 5 feet wide.
Yeah, dude.
Size of an elephant.
Wow.
That's crazy.
One of them's going to get us.
And we deserve it. They have. That's also crazy where you can Google map the...
Where meteors have struck us? Like little tiny pieces?
No, like the meteor, the dinosaur one.
Oh.
You can see that, wherever that is.
Oh, is that right? That big hole?
If you Google it, where is the meteor site from... The one they think that made the dinosaurs extincted.
Dinosaur meteor site. Ah, yeah. Yucatan Peninsula in present-day Mexico.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's a big old... Wow.
Yeah.
What a hole. The Chicxulub Crater is an impact crater buried underneath the Yucatan Peninsula in now modern Mexico. Center is offshore, but the crater's name, blah, blah, blah. Woo! Ooh, it's time for a little high strangeness.
That remembered at random serpentine.
The unexplained, the mysterious, the unknown, all on a Tuesday at 7 a.m. Coco.
Okay, I'm not ready now.
And I try to... this one's just for me, I'm sorry. I like to find a theme. So if there's like something going on, I want to find a high strangeness with the theme. And what's happening this weekend? Summit Federal Credit Union takes to Syracuse. See, I work in that plug.
Yep.
That's a professional.
Okay.
How about a cryptid that feasts on faces and brains?
Oh.
Now, I don't believe there'll be any face or brain samples this weekend.
No, thank you.
No?
No, thank you.
So part of me feels like, so when it comes to cryptids, the most famous cryptids are obviously Bigfoot, Pennable Pine Monster, Loch Ness Monster, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the ones everybody knows about.
The ones that do exist.
The ones that have been seen.
Faces and brains, $2 sample this weekend.
Some brains. Faces might be more.
And I feel like a lot of cryptids, and I'm not the only one who feel this is a theory along a lot of people. Cryptids were sometimes invented to keep kids from doing stupid stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, don't go out. It's like The Village, you know, M. Night Shyamalan, a Ding Dong movie. Never mind.
What?
Don't go out in the woods because there's this thing. They just don't want the kids to go missing.
I'm still mad about that.
I was too.
That was such a great movie the very end when they flip over that wall. Never mind.
I know. The freaking wall with the car.
And then the cop. And then,
I know. I'm with you.
Never mind.
So the story of the Mama Lambo, I feel like is a cryptid. Mama Lambo is a South African deity, and I feel like this was created for one of those like kids.
You need to like wash your hands. Or...
Don't go out in the rivers because the Mama Lambo is out there.
It's a water one.
It's a waterborne one.
So it's real.
In 1997, South African newspapers began reporting on a sighting of a giant reptile monster. In a river I'm not going to attempt to pronounce.
Just a river.
Villagers are in the area claim the creature was 65 feet long, had the head of a horse, the body of a fish, short legs, and the neck of a snake. You might be doing too much, South Africa. You're throwing too many things together with your cryptid here.
The
head of a horse.
Head of a horse.
Lower body of a fish.
Lower body.
Short legs.
A fish.
And the neck of a snake. It shines a green light at night. Neck. And if it lures you close to it.
Of a snake.
It will eat your face and brains.
Oh my God.
And the bodies really were found. The seven bodies that were found during, or nine, was it seven or nine?
So it sounds like it was one of those like big crocodiles.
It's a giant reptile monster, according to the locals.
Because that's the only thing I can think of that would have a head that looked like a horse.
Right.
And stubby legs. I mean, I don't know, 65 feet. But some of them you see out there, they get pretty big, man.
The Mamba Lambo is often referred to as the brain sucker because they find bodies with no... Your mom was also known as the brain sucker.
I mean,
because they do find these bodies and they're missing the face and the brain. Now, logically, wouldn't sea creatures eat the face? Don't they go for the softest tissue first?
I guess it would sound like, and if they're in the water, like fish swim up and grossly, you eat out your dead relatives' eyeballs and then their brains.
That's where they go first.
But I mean,
so is it beyond me that South Africa might have some kind of sea creature that if you die on the banks of the river is going to eat out your eyeballs and your brain?
Are there any reptile-like creatures or water-dwelling creatures that only like to eat your brains?
Checking in with Cody AI this morning.
Nothing seeks out.
Then it could be the Mama Lambo.
So,
I have a quick YouTube short basically explaining what I just said.
Okay.
It dives a little deeper into what the Mama Lambo is.
Brains.
In the dark waters of South Africa's Mzantlava River,
villagers
whisper the name Mamlambo, a creature feared as the brain-sucking river monster. Described as part serpent, part horse, and part fish, the Mamlambo is said to shimmer with green scales and glowing eyes, its sinuous body stretching over 20 feet long. According to Xhosa and Zulu folklore, this mysterious beast emerged in the late 1990s when a string of unexplained deaths rocked the village of Mount Iliff. Local police discovered bodies with missing faces and brains, fueling rumors that no ordinary animal could be responsible. Witnesses claim the Mamlambo lured victims with mesmerizing eerie lights before dragging them beneath the surface, devouring their brains to gain wisdom and power. Some say the legend is rooted in colonial era stories of mysterious drownings and disappearances, while others believe it's a cautionary tale warning of the dangers lurking in untamed rivers and the consequences of greed or disrespect. Whether a creature of myth or a symbol of deeper fears, the Mamlambo's chilling tale continues to haunt the imaginations of those who live along its shadowy banks, a reminder of the unknown lurking beneath the water's surface.
So that's why I feel like...
Interesting.
The Mamlambo... All of these I want to exist, mind you.
That'd be awesome.
Cryptid I tell you about?
Yeah.
I want to believe in
That'd
all
be
these things.
Way more fun if they were real.
It would be super cool if a horse-faced serpent-looking thing.
Yeah.
But I also believe that this was probably like people were drowning and it became a legend. And yep. Then you tell the kids in the village, don't go out there because the Mamlambo will get you.
That's why. You be careful.
Watch out for the Mamlambo. It'll eat your face and brains. That's the part I can't explain, is the bodies really were discovered, really on the banks, really with their face and brains eaten out.
But
I would suspect there's an animal that probably did that.
But why
just the face and brains?
Yeah. I don't know.
Enjoy your samples this weekend.
Ooh.
Look how I tie it all together.
Ooh, sheep brains.
You give me a day off, I'm firing, baby. I'm firing. Good morning. This is K-Rock. I'm laughing because we're talking deer. Talking deer in chat here during the song about how you saw a coyote or you heard of a coyote following a bunch of deer.
I saw a deer an hour or whatever. And then the next hour, Elsa and I went out. I saw a coyote kind of on that same path. And I was like, oh, he's kind of smelling them deer. And then the next day... when I was out walking Elsa, a lady stopped her car and was like, hey, just careful. A little while ago, I saw a coyote following some deer up here. So just careful walking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens up there. You see the deer and then the coyotes show up because of that path.
It reminded me of the most dad thing I've been doing lately. And I've always loved being a dad. I love just being a dad. And I've always been a dad to like little kids. But now I'm a dad to teenagers and it's a different kind of dad.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you catch yourself saying the most dad things. And I told you, I've been driving, seeing a lot of deer darting out of the woods.
Tons of them. Or just standing there.
And dude, every time this happens, I don't know why I feel the need. I don't even know I'm going to say it. But with my kids in the car, I always say the phrase, where there's one, there's others.
I do it too.
Watch out.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm announcing it, but it's a dad thing I say.
Because it's even at our age, it's shocking as F.
Yeah.
To when you're just driving and then like six dart out out of nowhere.
Yep.
Because you.
Well, there's one, there's going to be others, kids.
And they're bigger than the one that you see.
All right.
Tell you that much right now.
I love just being the boring dad to teenagers, and I'm sitting by this guy at the Jason Mraz concert, and I laughed. I wanted to text it to you, but I thought I'd tell you about in person. He was also a teen dad. The show hadn't started yet.
Two teen dads live.
And we're just so awkward, and clearly his kids got him this as like a gift, because he knew all the songs, and we were both just middle-aged dads.
I think everybody there was a middle-aged
Nobody was under the...
Of some way.
Yeah, anybody who was under the age of 20 was a child of someone who wanted to be there.
Yep.
So, concert hadn't started yet. He's sitting right next to me. It's the Landmark, so it's close proximity. He goes, gets his phone, because it must have been like his security cameras went off, right?
Yeah, the alert. You guys are old.
I'm going to give you the whole phrase. I'll reenact it, because I would have done the exact same thing. Here's what he did. He's sitting there.
I already know, because he goes all the time.
He goes, oh! Looks at his cameras on the phone, turns to his kids and goes, chipmunk on the sidewalk. Puts his phone away.
And the kids... Dude, that's this move.
Go... Get in my brain. I go, hell yeah, chipmunk on the sidewalk. Right. Chipmunk right there running around, setting off the cameras.
Damn right. Oh! Right.
Well. Yep, chipmunk on the sidewalk.
And you know that they don't care.
They don't care.
And it's not even the 50th time he's told them what he is seeing. Because you do it all the time as
what
just randomly just, oh!
was in my house.
Yeah,
I
do.
Want to be like, your family.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Who lives there?
I do it all the time.
It's 7 in the morning.
Hey, hold on a second. Hey,
who's at my house?
Oh, Amazon.
Probably
all
your
right.
wife. Cool.
Amazon. All right.
Hey, who's outside?
Yep.
What's that dog out there?
I love
That's
it.
Your dog.
I love being a middle-aged dad. I love fellow teen dads around me.
Or
because the teens are just we're so lame, and I love being lame.
No, it's funny. Because what's also hysterical is what you guys do with your Ring cams is that you want them all over, but they bother you
They're
so much.
They're so annoying.
Why the hell's this thing going off?
Oh, my
you
God.
Because you said it to.
Dude, I know. It's so annoying. I've got these cameras all over my house, and then I'm pissed off when they're going off.
You did it.
Like, my kid will go outside. Like, if they're off from school, this is going to happen all summer long.
Yeah.
My kid will get up and start playing basketball outside, and I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Setting it off all day.
On the goddamn cameras. Ben said, my kids were laughing at me this weekend because I asked, how's your windshield washer fluid? Kids, how's your levels in there?
Do you ever yell at them through the...
Not anymore.
Hey, get back in.
If I need to, the only time, because I have an indoor camera as well, the one that just sees me walking around naked most of the time.
Yeah.
If we've texted them and they're home alone and nobody texts back,
then
and
you
then
can
we text them again,
the,
then I can go to my camera
actually,
and go, hey.
That's actually smart.
Everybody good at home?
Yeah.
just yell
off. Okay. Thank you.
Chipmunk on the sidewalk.
Spider. holy freaking carpenter bees setting off my cameras, dude.
Oh, I bet.
Get out of here.
Every time they bump into it, I bet it does.
Oh, my God. And I'm sitting next to JoJo because JoJo's daughter's older than a teenager. But I'm sitting next to JoJo at the concert and her camera goes off. And she looks at it and she goes,
daughter's getting DoorDash.
Puts it down. Like, this is the new level of parents.
This is our new driving and looking at every billboard. Well, McDonald's coming up there.
Like, we've evolved as parents because we used to just stand in our yard and look around and be like, oh, what's going on down there?
Yep.
Now we can access it remotely.
All the time.
We can access our property remotely and see what's going on. All right.
Oh, who the hell's poking around?
Makes you mad every time. Hey, who's in my yard? It's the trash people.
Yeah,
what are
I
they
know.
Doing in my yard?
Picking up the garbage. I know. I can't help it.
At this hour?
I can't. It's 9 a.m. Yeah. Oh, I know. I'm a psychopath of these things.
Although I would have as many in my yard like you do with how many random like accidents you get to see and everything.
Well, I like to know what's going on. I don't want people poking around my house. I want to know what's going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Taco Bell in Florida.
Okay.
Not right now.
Oh.
Katie says, our cameras went off at the concert, too. Neighbor's kids cutting through the yard.
Hey, who the hell?
What's going on?
It's just the kids cutting through the grass.
There's a viral video going on. I don't have the video because I think he has swears in it, so I can't play the video. Shirtless man wearing a kilt walks up to a Taco Bell in Florida.
All right.
That's
right.
A lot of information, but I don't judge a shirtless man in a kilt.
To give that fine lad a taco.
It's hot out there. We got a couple show bros that wear kilts to all of our events. I say hey to them. I respect it
because
it's probably cool as hell. Literally cool as hell on that.
And you get to look at their genitals and everything.
Schween and ballsack.
Yeah.
Shirtless man walks up to the Taco Bell. Somebody at the Taco Bell said blah, 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 meth head. Call them a meth head.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
That pissed him off.
Especially if he was a meth head.
Just to not get sued, I'm not going to say if he is or
isn't. But I mean, if he was, that'd make me angry. If he wasn't, that would also make me angry. So either way.
Do not disparage my character. At this Taco Bell, you're going to speak to me like that? He got pissed. Did not like that you called him a meth head. He's a methamphetamine enthusiast, please. Not a meth head.
An enthusiast.
I'm a methamphetamine connoisseur. Much like me, I'm not an alcoholic. No. I am a whiskey connoisseur.
Yes, whiskey connoisseur.
Thank you.
That makes way more sense.
Employees got him to leave, but as he stormed out, he said, quote, I'm an effing electrician. I'll go out there and shut this whole effing place down. People were like, do it. And which don't challenge. If the show on K-Rock can give you any advice.
Yeah.
Don't dare a meth head. Don't are an alleged.
Or whatever.
Methamphetamine enthusiast.
Yeah.
Don't.
Especially
Joey's a Methodist.
That makes more sense.
Don't challenge an alleged meth head to not do something.
Especially if it's that specific, because I think I know where you're going with this.
He did. He cut the power off.
So he is an electrician then?
Well,
I wouldn't know how to cut power from a building.
I don't think he did either, because all they report hearing is a screaming, a popping sound, and the lights went out.
Yeah.
I think he just cut something.
And got electrocuted in the process.
He said, well, I told you I'd do it. Here's the audio.
I'm a f***ing electrician.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going there and shut this down.
I got it on tape.
That was the pop of the electricity.
That's hilarious.
Lights out. Boom.
I like how they called him a meth head, and then he said the F word, and they were, whoa! Hey!
Whoa, and a sir, this is a Taco Bell, please!
Right? This is an establishment of reputable people!
Whoa, we do not curse in the Taco Bell!
I just called you a filthy drug addict!
Wow! Good morning, this is the show. You are listening to K-Rock, and it is the week of the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse, and we have Dawn here from the Summit and Carrie from Taste. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
So let's, first of all, start with the event itself. Let people know if you've been under a rock for, I don't know how many years Taste of Syracuse has been going on, but it is the biggest food and music festival, I would imagine, in the area. I can't think of anything bigger. It's huge. I've seen comments who have said, about, like, you know, pinch points in the layout. You haven't been there recently then, because they've remapped this whole thing last couple of years.
I like
those pinch points
layout.
Are gone.
Yes.
So let's tell people about the event. Three stages of music, food. Go ahead,
yeah,
Carrie.
Yeah. So three stages of music, fantastic local bands. We have over 30 different acts playing on Friday, Friday and Saturday. And then fantastic food. So many restaurants. I don't know if you checked out the website yet, but those $2 samples, you know, start mapping your way through the festival.
Yeah.
So the food, the music, the fun. We have Art in the Park that returns this year. And then, you know, we also, you know, we're always giving back as well. So that's an important part of the Taste.
Yeah.
And so with our partners with both the Summit Federal Credit Union and Topps Friendly Market, we partner with two local charities each and every year. And this year, we are so excited to be working with Honor Flight Syracuse and also Feed Our Vets.
So, awesome. Dawn, let's talk about that. The Summit, you've been involved with Taste for years and years now. Why is it so important for the Summit to be involved?
Well, you know, this event is about community more than anything else. It celebrates the great culinary culture here in Syracuse, the music here in Central New York. You guys have a great food culture here.
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing brings a community together like food, right? And music. So it's the best of Central New York.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are just so thrilled to have sponsored this event since 2017. And we've helped over the years, we've helped raise over $150,000 for local charities.
That's
which
amazing.
Has been really, really amazing.
So talk about this year's charities. Who are we benefiting this year? I know Honor Flight was mentioned.
Sure. Well, you know, we're getting to America 250 this year, right? So we thought what better way to honor that than to support veterans organizations in your area or in our area or in your area. I'm from Rochester. We're based in Rochester, but we have two branches here in Syracuse and a virtual branch. So you can be anywhere in the world.
Awesome.
we're celebrating Honor Flight, Syracuse, and Feed Our Vets. These are two organizations that do so much to support veterans in Central New York.
And you'll be giving the information at your booth. That's what you'll be doing at your booth.
And we'll have representatives from both organizations at our booth each day.
Okay.
So we're also, you know, our tent becomes one big game zone.
Good.
So people come into our tent, they can spin our wheel for prizes, and every spin wins, every spin's a dollar, and every dollar goes to these charities. So we spend the entire weekend raising money for these two great organizations.
And we certainly do appreciate that, Dawn, from the Summit Federal Credit Union. Carrie, let's talk food, though, because we've got some gals in here who are going to be serving up lemonade, I hear. Tell me about Easy Squeezy, girls.
Yeah, we've got some entrepreneurs here. Let's see.
Tell me about your booth. You're a trailer this year, right?
Yeah, come on over.
So we have a trailer this year. Last year we just had a tent, but now we have a trailer and a tent.
Mm-hmm.
And we're selling lemonade, freeze-dried Skittles, and pickles at both.
Pickles on a stick, right?
Yeah.
Pickles on a stick. Tell me about that. Are they the big, giant deli pickles that we're selling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big pickles on a stick, huh? We're pretty excited. They've been doing lots of stickering, lots of things. And Addie, I think you even have our like little jingle.
Oh, we have a jingle?
In radio, we love jingles.
I want to hear a jingle. Let me hear it.
Loud and proud. Let's hear it.
Easy squeezy lemonade. Come and get it fresh made this weekend at Taste of Syracuse.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Beautiful. So, Carrie, let's talk some newbies. Easy squeezy was there last year, just a tent upgraded to the booth.
Upgraded to a trailer.
The trailer, very cool.
Three little lemons on it representing each kid, so come check that out.
Cody will be there with his punched booth. Coolickles. And
the Dunkaroo
dippers and pouches of Kool-Aid. Yep. I'm going to give an extra plug to what might be my first stop is Ruby's Colombian Cuisine.
Oh my goodness,
they were in here Friday. Carrie, I have never had that.
Yeah.
I'm already seeking them out. Yeah. They are at booth 84. They are down. Don't miss them because they are down a stretch and they're at the end. So make sure you make a stop out there.
Yeah, I think they're going to be one of our most, you know, we kind of play this like Taste of Syracuse bingo. Yeah. And we also try to decide what's going to be one of our busiest booths. And I'm betting on Ruby's.
I'm telling you, it was incredible.
I can't wait
to try them. Who else are we going to try? I mean, there's so many options.
There's so much. There's so many. We have over 70 different, you know, restaurants and food vendors doing their $2 samples. You know, look at the map, look at the samples, try something new. That's really part of the premise of the taste as well, is to come down, try some food, fall in love with it, and then go back over the summer and try.
Yeah,
that's the move.
And Carrie's right. Plot it out, because don't be like me and you've eaten at a bunch of stops and then you discover one that you wanted to go and you're like, I'm full. I don't want to eat. Plan it out. Yeah. Map it out.
Yeah. Try things new. That's the beauty of it. It's a $2 sample. And not only with the food, but also with the music. Right?
Sure.
Go see your favorite local bands, but try out some new bands as well.
Yeah.
We have so many wonderful musicians that have played and some are new, and it's gonna
from
be
all genres. It's not just one genre. It's everything that Syracuse has to offer, and it's amazing. Also, Art in the Park is back, right?
Yes, over in Perseverance Park we have lots of artisans there, so be sure to check that out. You can just, you know, come early, spend your entire day with us. It's gonna be a beautiful weekend.
It is.
There's so much to do. So we're really looking forward
Opens
to
up
it.
At 11 both days?
Yes, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. both days in and around Clinton Square. Plenty of parking downtown, so, you know, come early, stay for the fun.
Yeah, get all your information, schedule out the bands you want to see, the food you want to eat, tasteofsyracuse.com. And, of course, the Dawn, thank you for the summit, for always being a partner on this event. We do appreciate that.
No, thank you so much, and we are just thrilled, and we are so excited to be here again this year.
Stop over and see the summit tent. Obviously, games and a lot of good causes happening over there. The Taste of Syracuse. Go to tasteofsyracuse.com for more information. Thank you to you both. Cody, I don't know. Is it because we have an NBA Finals and NHL Stanley Cup, so NFL's like, we got to be in the news too?
I told you, that's that thing that their PR machine is always a-churning. And, I mean, this is not so much, you know, the NFL itself as is the teams, but it's interesting they have ways of making sure they stay top of the news.
So what are all these trades? A.J. Brown, Myles Garrett, what's going on?
Well, just right off the bat, Giants fans, he's not going to do anything because he's way past his prime. But Odell Beckham re-signing with the Giants, he made that greatest catch anyone had ever seen ever. Once people started to realize that the gloves were, was before they realized that the gloves were the stickiest things anybody.
Yeah.
But he still made that crazy catch. So that's cool for Giants fans who have Odell Beckham jerseys.
So is this one of those things where he wants to retire as a Giant?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know how much he's got left, but I mean, that'd be a good maybe catch a touchdown and then everyone go crazy. But the bigger ones, the Eagles trading A.J. Brown, I think is a big deal that people thought was going to happen for a while, but he's still unbelievably talented. And to go to that Patriots team, that just makes them ballers.
Yeah.
They went to the Super Bowl already, and all they really were missing was a little bit on offense.
Okay.
So here it is. That's not bad. But then the biggest, that Myles Garrett to the Rams.
Why is that so
big?
That's
insane. He's the best player in the league. It's like trading Jordan. He's not Michael Jordan level, but it's basically like finding, you know, all right, who's the best defensive player in the league? Oh, Hakeem Olajuwon. All right, trade him to a different team.
And weren't the Browns good? Were they any good?
No, I think that's the issue, is that they probably realized, listen, this poor guy, he's been the best player in the league for years. He's otherworldly. Let's get him on a team that now we could see him multiple times the year, because, you know, they're on primetime and all those types of games. And Jared Verse, who they traded away, he's an unbelievable player out of Florida State. But when you get some offers, Myles Garrett, you just say, what do you want?
Yeah.
So
All right. So you're saying Rams are going to be stacked and the Patriots are going to be stacked now?
I wouldn't be shocked at a Rams-Patriots Super Bowl after just seeing those two trades right there. I mean, if
the Dallas Cowboys allow it.
If they falter in any way, which...
yeah. If the Dallas Cowboys allow it.
I mean... which they probably will.
So they can just, and I know I'm an idiot when it comes to sports, you can just trade whenever you want? Like, there isn't a deadline for this stuff?
I thought that there was a little bit better, or deadline that started earlier, but maybe I guess there's not, as long as
they're
going to
get into training camp soon, aren't they?
I think it's once you're into the season, there's a certain week where it's like, and trade deadline is week 13 or whatever it is, but until then, I mean...
Cool. Big news.
I would say we'll see what else gets traded, but I don't think there's anybody else. Those are... two of the biggest stars in the league.
Oh, what is this? Breaking news? Gomez is offering 2 first-round picks if we trade Big Paul for you. And I'm not allowing that trade.
Oh, 2 first-round picks.
Not allowing that trade, Gomez.
And that weird naked mannequin he has in there?
And the weird naked mannequin. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And a Ralphie feature? I don't know. Oh. He's really sprucing up the pot here. I don't know. I'm thinking
about you. He would double down. We already got Joan.
We
have the team.
Cool. We're already talking NFL, and it's June.
Yeah.
Get the show on demand wherever you download your favorite podcasts. And get this, I think I'll probably announce it tomorrow. It's so hard to remember all the places we are, all of our links, all of our video streams. Hey, where can I watch this? Where can I watch this? It's confusing, right?
Yeah.
So I built a place you can find it all.
Find it all!
It will be a centralized hub for everything the show does.
A home.
In one simple spot. And I think I'll announce that tomorrow. It's just about done. It is
Saber.
Done, but
welcome home.
Welcome home. So that you don't got to remember all these silly things. Like, what is it? Twitch.tv/the show, but also YouTube.com/KRockCNY, but also this podcast. I'm going to make it easier.
We don't even know no computers.
And we don't even know no computers. So I'll tell you tomorrow. The one spot. I've been working hard on this. It's been really fun. Because I do like playing with computers.
No, this is cool. This is cool. This is very impressive.
I like playing with computers. And I like,
Oh my God, he's such a dork.
No, it is not Linktree oversight. It's a spot where you're going to be able to watch and listen to everything.
That's where girls hide their booby sites. I know what that is. I know what that is.
Yeah. But then they'll be like, OnlyFans is free this month. And I'm like, cool. But then like, you got to sign up. And I go, I'm not signing up.
Yeah, sign up.
I don't need a data leak where it shows me signed up for.
Signed up.
Various women's OnlyFans.
Oh, you've got a special running. Drop the link in chat.
Well, 911 dispatchers, I listen to you guys. I'm a big fan, first of all. I'm a real big fan. I really am.
Snorted.
They're talking about...
I know you are. It's just it's not usually a thing.
Oh, my God. I'm such a big fan.
No, no, no. Call this. Well, first of all, I'm listening to you all the time. Big fan. First time, long time.
Yeah, no, dude. I've grown up listening to the scanner. My nanny had multiple scanners in her house. I have my scanner app on all the time.
I know. You.
I am a big fan of the Oswego County dispatchers. You're doing great work. I know it's weird because you're all thinking he's the guy on the radio.
But
I listen to him. No. Turn the tables.
No,
big fan of your work. 911 operator.
All Oswego County, and then old people, because there's all old people in Oswego County. So I'm lumping them all in together.
Yeah.
It's all of Oswego County, and then old people
now,
that do that.
I'm sure you got to do it for like safety reasons. Kind of a dick move when you go to private channels.
And they switch
kind
over.
Of a dick move.
Well, sometimes
I'm trying to see what's going on.
I'm assuming it's probably because like someone's dead, and they
and
don't
it's none of
talk
my business, is what you're saying. I pay my taxes. It is my business. You work for me, damn it, I'm a taxpayer.
Oh, what are you loading them in? My county tax paying for ambulance? I don't think so.
Big fan of the 911 dispatchers in the Oswego County area. Well, these aren't those people. This is like nationwide 911 dispatchers talking about their silliest reason somebody has called 911 in the last year.
Is that cake?
I think so. Matt in chat says, when I lived down south years ago, no one had heard of listening to scanners. I was shocked. Matt, you can't do it anymore either because they're all like they're quartz scanners or something.
Oh, I don't know.
It used to just be like a broadcast, and my grandma would turn on.
I know exactly
two
what you
different
mean.
Scanners.
Yep.
I'd fall asleep to them.
My extent is I go on CNY 911 call log all the time just to check. That's the extent of what I do. I'll go on that just to see what's going on, or like I'll hear.
You go to
I'll hear crazy things you going on around
radar?
Me.
You go to Crime Radar?
No, just...
You ever heard of Crime Radar?
No, just that one that I said. There's that
the
same
thing. Crime Radar is the 911 call clipped. I mean, not the call. You're not hearing someone's moan. You're hearing the dispatcher.
Yeah.
So it'll be like, this is the incident that happened. Yep. And then here's the audio clip police responded. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like...
Like to start a cop. Subject on foot.
Like
that. That's cool. I'll have to check that one out.
And they got to stay calm. And I respect the hell out of that. Because someone's calling you freaking out. They're having the worst moment of their life.
Yeah.
And you've got to just be like, right. All right, well, we're going to do this and this and this.
Yeah, no.
Have you ever called 911?
Yeah. Have I? I can't really remember. Oh, you know what? I did once because it looked like somebody's apartment was on fire.
Oh, okay.
They were barbecuing on their deck, mm-hmm. So it made it look like their apartment was on fire. They had like 8 people calling about that. But I'm trying to think. I've had a call.
You had a call on you? You had a 911 call on you?
Yeah, from times I've had to ride in him to get my ass beat or breaking my leg. Or...
There's a guy dressed as the Grinch getting his face punched in.
I'm assuming things like that, right?
I don't know. He's bleeding a lot. I don't know.
But other than that, I'm trying to think.
I've called it twice recently. Yeah. Once I saw a car flip over.
Yeah.
Everybody was fine. I called 911. And then I also was a snitch once because there was a girl who was either drunk or on drugs and she was going to kill somebody.
But that's better.
I was like, hey, I don't know what's going on. She's weaving in and out of traffic.
Oh, crazy.
She's right here if you want to come talk to her. So those are the two times I called 911.
But no, I'm trying to think. There has to have been a time when I saw something or...
You're not trying to get involved with stuff.
No.
You're usually just out minding your own business. I'm a nosy Nelly. I got to get involved.
Yeah, I'm trying to just avoid all that.
So this is an article about the wildest reasons people have called 911, as told by the dispatchers. One dispatcher said, quote, I got yelled at once because no one turned on the northern lights.
That's the problem.
Why aren't the northern lights on yet?
I came from vacation to see those, and no one's going to flip them on for me? No, that's cool.
Where's the Northern Lights?
Disrespectful, but all right, cool.
Had an older lady call to complain that a random man, quote, didn't hold the door open for her.
I would, too.
Boomers.
I would, too.
An adult admitted they got in trouble for calling 911 when they were a child because their grandparents were insisting that they eat a hot dog. I made Cody eat a hot dog once, and he did call the police on me. I understand.
I did. That's why I can't do it anymore.
I like to share the story of when we were camping somewhere with my grandparents, and there was like a guy, like the kids were calling 911 like and hanging up because they thought it was funny at the campgrounds.
Uh-oh.
And then you know a police car ripped up looking to get them.
Yep.
They can't got in do trouble. That. Wasn't me or Joey at all. Someone called 911 because they were a tourist and bored and didn't have much money, so they wanted to know what to see around town.
So they called 911?
Well, it's the only number they knew.
Oh, my God.
Hi, I'm just visiting. I'm looking for something to do.
All right, well, how about jail now? Because you've called 911 and you were in a post us.
The guy called during a power outage to ask for the score of the U.S.-Canada Olympic gold medal game.
That is an emergency. I understand. This is a Canadian, eh?
Time and temperature. A lady called for a 911 from a Wendy's because they wouldn't sell her a Whopper. Whoppers aren't at Wendy's, ma'am. That is a Burger King offer.
I thought the customer was always right. So march your ass over to Burger King.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Get me.
Sorry, I thought the customer was always right.
A Whopper.
And finally, a woman called 911 because her daughter had not returned yet.
Nope.
The woman, 96, daughter, 68 years old.
Oh, boy. That's the end.
68 years old.
I bet you there's some good ones around here.
I don't know where they are.
She's gone.
I bet you've had some crazy 911 calls around here.
I bet
here.
There's some crazy stuff that these people have gotten.
Other side of this, we'll get Cindy Payne on the line. Talk plants. Hi-oh. We're plant bros now. Good morning. This is K-Rock, and we did it. We got Cindy Payne on the line. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning. I apologize for all the difficulties.
Listen, no we know up in Oswego County, we just got cans with strings. We barely got running water up there, so people understand. They understand. Oliver Payne Greenhouses right there on South Granby Road off Route 48 in between Phoenix and Baldwinsville. And Cindy, I didn't know that these beautiful downtown baskets are from Oliver B. Payne Greenhouses. These are your baskets.
Yes. Yes, we grow them for the Downtown Committee of Chamber of Commerce in Syracuse.
That's insane.
And
that's
then where'd so you say cool. the other ones went up?
We did some great big pots that go up on Marshall Street and Krause Ave up in that area. So be looking for those. They went up there yesterday. And we also grow the baskets for the City of Oswego. And the City of Fulton.
Wow. Whoa. That's awesome.
I didn't know you had so many connections, but I get my hanging baskets from Oliver B. Payne Greenhouses every year. What do you got for baskets this year?
Oh, beautiful baskets. We've got big 12-inch baskets that are loaded with color, with solid colors or mixed plants, which
are
awesome.
That. I like those.
We have 10-inch baskets that are full of super tunias that are absolutely gorgeous. Mixed colors, solid colors, whatever you want. We also have New Guinean patients, which are good for shade. I know folks need some things for shade, too. So New Guinean patients and Terenia. Terenia is a hummingbird favorite. And we also have sun patients baskets. Believe it or not, there's a type of impatience that loves the sun. So you can have them for sun, too.
Okay.
I might need that one.
And what about, like you said, for the hummingbirds? If people want to bring more birds or butterflies to their garden, what should they plant?
You should be looking at plants for hummingbirds. They have a nice deep throat, like petunias or terenia or fuchsia. They want nectar-producing plants.
Okay.
Plants for your butterflies would be like lantana, heliotrope, which is a great butterfly attractor. It's made up of little tiny flowers, like a little cluster of them, and your flowers are more open so the butterfly has a place to land. So those are wonderful choices for your birds and your butterflies.
Listen, you hear all this knowledge from Cindy Payne. Just go talk to her in person. She's bouncing around the greenhouse, I'm sure, all day long.
Oh, come on down. We love to show people around and answer your questions. Bring any questions you've got. We'll answer them for
you. She'll help you out. Everybody there is great. Of course, it takes 690 north till it becomes Route 48. You're going to pass Lamson Road, and then on South Granby, you'll see a big sign that says turn left here for Oliver B. Payne Greenhouses, and it's right there up the road in between Fulton and Baldwinsville. Cindy, great talking to you. Talk next week.
Nice talking to you, too. Have a great day.
See ya. Thank you. Cindy Payne letting you know about those deep throats. What's that?
Nothing. What a great segment.
You were so well behaved when she said that. I'm proud of you.
Nothing.
Proud of you. Good morning. This is the show. You are listening to K-Rock, and it is the week of the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse in and around Clinton Square, and I'll tell you what, we got some more friends in here.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Nikki and Lee are in here from Sweets for Babe. So Sweets for Babe opens up July of last year, and I was asking you, well, what are we? What are we going to do? And you said, quote, the four-year plan happened in 4 months because we kind of exploded. I guess it started with the banana pudding, did it not, Lee? That's what you said. You tasted it, and you wanted to sell it.
Immediately.
Yeah. And it's your recipe?
It's mine, yes.
So where did you, why banana pudding? Why is that a specialty?
I mean, I make a lot of things. I'm a big foodie. He's a big foodie.
Sure.
So like, you know, again, two foodies, you know, met, became friends, and it was like, we're doing different things, different foods around everywhere. And then he likes bananas, and I'm like, I'm not particularly, I don't love bananas.
Sure.
Funny enough, I grew up in the Caribbean, but like, I ate too many of them when I was young. And I was like, I make a good banana bread and banana pudding. He's like, yeah, okay, whatever. Like, yeah, everybody says that. So then I made this banana pudding that I've made for years. I'll take it to parties that I don't make. I mean, people like banana pudding.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a thing.
Yeah.
And then, so it's always been a hit at parties and whatnot. And I make it, and he goes, what? He's had all types of banana pudding. He goes, I've never tasted anything like this.
Okay.
And that's when he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to sell this. And I'm like, I'm not selling banana pudding. I have a full-time job.
Yeah.
I'm not very demanding. What do I look like selling banana pudding?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank
Here
you for
I
selling
am.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Cody, what one did you just try?
The regular.
Classic.
Yeah, classic.
So I guess For Dum Dums.
I also never had banana pudding that tastes like this.
For Dum Dums like me, what is a banana pudding? I know what pudding is and I know what bananas are. What makes a banana pudding?
So it's, you know, again, not my recipe. It's something that people have been making for years. But I mean, this is my recipe, but not my idea, I should say. So it's just a layer. It's a layer of like custard. You know, however you make that custard, mine's again is very different. So custard and like Nilla wafers. I do a blend of different things.
Okay.
Of course, I'm not going to tell you everything.
Yeah, you got to try them.
And then like bananas, and you just layer those, set them in the fridge, and it sets, and boom, banana pudding. So it's not like your typical pudding that you think. Like people come in, you're like, oh, I don't like pudding. I'm like, just trust me and try it.
Yeah.
This is not your pudding, you know? Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Nikki and Lee from Sweets for Babe. They are open. It's a brick and mortar right there on 217 South Salina Street in Syracuse. Cody, give me your review.
I just said it, but I'll have to say it again. I've never had banana pudding like this either. Now I've got the strawberry one. This
now you
insane.
Get why Lee wanted to sell it.
Yeah,
so
this is nuts.
The plan initially back in July was we'll do pop-ups, like maybe like what, a food truck or something like that.
We talked about that. I mean, actually before July, because July is when we opened.
Sure.
But so two to three months prior, I already started doing pop-ups, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, we just keep a pop-up. So we're just looking for a commissary kitchen, which was hell to find in the city. So we ended up in this space. I'm like, oh, this, you know what? It's actually Sin Bun started in the space.
Sure.
So I look at, you know, we look at it and we're like, okay, you know what? We can make this happen as a kitchen. And then like, it just, you know, the owners were like, you guys can have the whole space because we're supposed to split the space with like somebody, another baker. And we're like, okay, well, we don't need the whole space. So we kind of slept on it. It was like, and I said, oh, I can make a cafe and then a kitchen on one side. And it just literally, it just happened. It happened so fast. It's still happening.
Yeah.
You know, that it's just like, what the heck? But it's been great. It is, you know, it's amazing.
How's the community reaction been?
Love it. Yeah, pretty good.
So you also have, these are your $2 samples at the Taste of Syracuse this weekend. The regular classic banana pudding and then a strawberry banana pudding. Is this just banana pudding with strawberry?
So it's banana pudding with strawberries, but I do like a strawberry preserve inside of it.
Okay.
Because if you're to put the fresh strawberry, it's a whole thing.
Okay.
But yeah, so that, and then we'll have full size of a bunch of other flavors.
Okay.
Yeah, which are, you can tell.
Yeah, give me the rundown. What are we going to have this weekend?
Classic strawberry, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Cookie butter.
That one.
Cookies and cream and ube.
That one too.
That's amazing. And since you've only been open since July, this will be your first taste of Syracuse.
First
are we excited?
Taste, yes.
We excited?
Anxious.
A bit anxious.
I haven't slept in like a week.
Well, the benefit is you're so close that if you need something, you can run right down.
That's what I said to him. I go, you know what? We're going to have everything ready to go. So even though you said like, yes, we do have a brick and mortar, we're not open this week. I don't blame you. We are closed this week. I said to him, I'm like, I'm using vacation days.
Sure.
Because it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount that, 250,000 people are expected.
Oh, yeah.
And we always sell out. Like we've done pop-ups. We do stuff here in the city. We go all the way to Manhattan. I mean, we were just in Brooklyn for a Haitian food festival last
week.
And everywhere we go, thank God, you know, blessing, we sell out.
Good.
So I'm like, we're taking a lot to the Taste of Syracuse, but get it while we're going to have it while it lasts.
Okay. I want people to seek you guys out. What's our booth number?
Booth 95.
95.
Building.
Sweets for Babe. Make sure you get over there, get the samples. Do we have anything else besides the samples or just the banana pudding this weekend?
We're just going to do banana pudding.
Okay,
we have samples and, like I said, full size of
when
flavors.
You recover from this weekend and open back up the brick and mortar, I see we do cold pressed juices and teas.
Yeah, so juices, I press juices daily.
Okay.
So they're fresh. They sell daily. And I mean, we always have teas, organic teas. We have a beautiful blend of teas. And little by little, we're adding. But right now, this is what we have.
I love it. I love your energy. I love your success story. I hope for much more success. Sweets for Babe when they do open back up over the brick and mortar, 217 South Salina Street in Syracuse. And of course, you can see them this weekend at the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Have a great weekend. I'll be sure to stop over and grab some banana pudding.
Shout out to Jamaica Q's. We'll be there with us.
It is National Leave Work Early Day. He just turned his mom mic off. He's leaving.
Bye.
Cody's out of here. Well, I'll hang out for a little while longer. I should have gone to song there. That would have been better. We should have just wrapped it up. It is National Leave Work Early Day. Bye. No, you turned it off. You turned it off. I'm going to turn it back on.
I'll just yell real loud.
I'm still at work. And they've asked people, what is an excuse you can use to leave work early today? We always tell you diarrhea.
No, yeah, it's going to be a real... Like, you've had to have a boy who's cried wolf for your boss to be like, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Yeah.
I don't think so.
One of the top excuses I had to use last week, we went to go do a Splash commercial. Oh. I was eating my lunch. My tooth broke. I had to cancel it.
Was that was one of them?
That's one of the excuses. You can say you broke a tooth. Dental emergencies are good, but you have to use them sparingly because you only got so many teeth.
Yes. Yeah, you got to be careful.
I got to go home. I broke my tooth.
A pipe burst in your house. Very specific, yep. But again,
a leak would be a very good reason.
To all of these, Cody is right. You can't be the boy who cried wolf or the gal who cried wolf.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
You can't be someone who's always got incidences at home, and you're like, all right, it's sure always, you do.
Oh, my kid's got it. All right.
Sure you do.
So many times you can do that, but you know, make a list.
Your dog ate something questionable. That's, I mean, Paulie's got dog emergencies once a week.
Or I do the same with Josh. Josh ate something questionable.
I got to go
whatever that smell just was.
Yeah.
He ate something questionable.
Yeah, that was a lot. I don't know what came out of me there, bud. Nebreka's sixth grandma passed away today. She got to get out early. Okay, congratulations.
All that, yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I can only kill off so many of your grandparents.
Got pulled into a meeting at school. Ben uses that one. Nice.
Ah, that's a good one.
Donkey said, if my coworker's water heater fails one more time, he's not home. Why does he need hot water?
Because, yeah, that's if you're like a businessman like Ben, you get to use that, I bet.
I got pulled into a meeting at school. I can't.
I bet he's got a bunch of meetings, but I bet he could use that, and who's going to question him? He's businessman Ben.
Yeah.
He's got meetings.
I don't really ever have to. I mean, I'll tell Alex if I got something going on, but no one's ever looking for us.
Well, that and we don't have hours because we work such weird,
yeah,
you know,
it's all spread
random
out throughout
times
the day and weeks.
Yeah, there's no like set. Well, make sure you're here until
punch in and punch out.
You know, whatever o'clock.
Yeah,
it's whenever I'm done. You know, around.
Did we do a satisfactory show? Are the clients happy? Did all of our work get done? If the answer is yes,
then we're out.
Then we're out.
Goodbye.
Jury duty is one people use a lot.
No.
Didn't that bite Jim in the ass, though, on The Office when he said he had jury duty and then they found out he didn't? Like,
oh,
they're going to find out you didn't really go to jury duty.
There was something with that. And why did I think I had it? I was to call once, but then I forgot. And then it was one of those where I called on Monday to make sure, and I was lucky because it didn't happen because you get in trouble.
If you don't go to jury duty?
Because I forgot to call for like 2 days, like on a Thursday, Friday, and remembered over the weekend. I was like, oh my God.
I have never been called for jury duty, knock on wood. I would happily serve. I would happily do my civic duty and go to jury duty, but I don't think they'd have me because I'm a member of the media.
That, yeah. And
I think I'm too like in the know of everything.
And I don't really want to. Not that I don't want to do my duty, but I would immediately walk in and be like, hey, to somebody. And be like, oh, you know? Yeah. And even if they were like, no, I don't know him.
Yeah
we're... What?
Yeah, I know you. We grew up together. Yeah. Yeah. You go, you look guilty to me.
Yeah. Hey. Or just walk in and you go, is he but he's white.
Yeah.
What? And then
wait a minute.
And they kick you right out of there.
Yep. And some people are just saying that you don't need to give an excuse at all. Just say, I have something important to take care of and leave. I don't know if it's going to fly.
But it depends because I know that that ain't going to work because I remember back in the grocery store days, that's why I love this job so much. Every morning in the shower, all I would do would be, how do I leave early today? What can I do to get out?
Oh, the grocery job? Yeah.
So, and you can't.
No, because you're at the grocery store.
Grocery store places are, and other places as well, but this is my reference. They're weird. They don't care.
Yeah. Sorry.
I got to leave early for. No.
Oh.
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Sucks for you.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you can get out of work early today, do it. Congratulations.
Hell yeah.
This is the team.
Yep.
That we will be.
Final. Yeah.
For the entire final. All right? We're not flipping every day.
Nope, it's just this.
So for the next couple of weeks of gaming streaming, we'll do the same thing tomorrow for NBA.
Okay.
So we'll either be the Spurs or the Knicks. Our gaming streams will be finals for the next couple of weeks, I guess. Heads, I am the Vegas Golden Knights. Tails, I am the Carolina Hurricanes. Heads, I'm the Vegas Golden Knights. Tails, I am the Hurricanes.
I don't really have a preference.
I am the Vegas Golden Knights.
Ooh, Vegas.
Cody is the Hurricanes. We will play.
Here I am.
Game one of your Stanley Cup final.
Hurricane.
Right now for your gaming stream driven by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. He's restocking the lot up in Phoenix. He's doing it all over the place.
Got big, thick, fat lots.
You are buying from Ryan. Ryan Phelps Auto Sales locations all over Central New York And now in Rome, you are buying from Ryan. Also, shout out to our friends at Hidden Gardens coming soon to the north side of Syracuse.
And also, apparently, make sure if you're out in Rome, watch the skies.
Watch for meteors.
When you get one of those cars, have them for
a little dash cam
extra bucks. Get a dash cam so you can catch a sight of a meteor. I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy.
It's crazy, right?
It's not just, I thought it was just going to be like a, it's like a little like streak, like pew.
Nah, man.
No, it's a giant fireball streaking through
the
sky.
It was the size of an elephant.
And you, in Rome,
yeah,
you can see it.
That's, 300 tons of TNT.
Yeah.
Dynamite!
Love it.
I love it.
You're going to get it all.
So 90s at 9, you will kick it off with some Goldfinger, Twitch, and YouTube.
Ayo.
For a little hockey. Keep it locked. This is K-Rock.